Welcome to the special edition of the Uptime Wind Energy Podcast. I'm Alan Hall, and I'm in San Diego, warm San Diego, with at ACP OMS, and I'm here with Anders Ropke, who is the founding partner and CEO of Wind Power Lab, based in Copenhagen, Denmark. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much for the invitation. So we're going to have a really technical discussion, but a really timely discussion about rain erosion and rain erosion testing. I was just over in Denmark, went to DTU, saw the Leading Edge Erosion Conference. Fascinated, great speakers, a lot of great data. One of the main discussion points was when you run a rain erosion test on a particular coating for a wind turbine, there's a lot of variability. And the holy grail is to get what they call a VN curve for a coating. That's the velocity versus the number of impacts. You should be able to draw roughly a straight line.
Exactly.
Okay. So when I was over at Copenhagen and watching all this go on, there's a lot of slides up about VN curves where the VN curve was up and down. The tilt of it was all over the place when they had done testing at different rain erosion facilities or had tested the same erosion facility on the same kind of sample, getting what they thought was a different result. Now, that seems to be driven by, in part, the human element.
Exactly.
Everything about that test is pretty well controlled, and the people at R&D Test Systems, which designed those rain erosion rigs, have made a really nice machine. Let's just be honest, it's a really good machine. But as Wind Power Lab is determining, the issue is looking at the photos of the damage and then saying, oh, here's where damage starts, and this is how it propagates. That's a human element problem that's added to this very technical decision-making. We're making errors there, and that's where Wind Power Lab comes in. Exactly. And Wind Power Lab, you guys are blade experts, right?
We are blade experts. Yeah. So we are actually coming from the field observation side, if you like.
Yeah.
So we see the products when they fail. So sorry to bring the bad news, but we see leading edge erosion out there still, even though we have big LEP campaigns. One thing is the application. It's a hard environment to
put it
on out.
It is.
Offshore, for instance.
Terrible.
But we also see coatings fail earlier than anticipated.
Yeah.
And the long-term effect is a lot of unnecessary cost for these wind farm owners.
Yes.
Because then they're looking into yet one more LEP campaign.
Right.
Through the end of, before the end of life of this wind farm.
Right.
That's extremely expensive onshore, but it's maybe 20 times more expensive offshore.
It is.
So if we should fix this, then
we should.
We should. Then why don't we try to test our products a little bit better?
Right.
And that's where the Leading Edge Erosion Symposium you visited, it's really, really good. We get some focus on this.
Oh, yeah.
Because you look at all the erosion testing that is going on with our partners, R&D.
Yes.
You have the most sophisticated machine. You can control the droplet size, the speed, and whatnot.
It's magnificent.
And then
it is.
The tons of data coming out of the system will have to be processed by some highly skilled experts,
right?
Test engineers. And here the trouble starts, right? Because if we are the test engineers, you are getting your 200 pictures in from the test.
Right.
It's fairly expensive to run the test.
It is.
I look at the same data. I'm almost certain that I can promise you that we'll not get the same results.
Right.
So that means if you produce one VN curve, I'll produce another one. Somebody, third party, should select which one is the right one. And that is what we base our product on.
It is. Right? There's literally millions of dollars going in per year on rain erosion coatings based upon the data and the published data on the VN curves. Yeah.
So when you invest in a leading edge shell, protection shell like this, this is something we borrowed from our friends at Polytech, then it's a matter of the durability. So when will this start eroding?
Right.
That's what you basically test in an erosion tester.
Yeah.
The VN curve tells you something about when that time is, right?
Yes.
And if we are incorrect, because we have some accuracy issues in our assessment between the two of us, then the durability of this product might be better.
It could be better, it could be worse.
It could
be
worse. We don't know. Yeah. And that's the whole point.
Yeah.
So with the software here, then we are assisting our leading edge protection developers or manufacturers in handling all the many thousand hours of tests coming through and tons of data. It's organized. You can share your test between inside your test department.
Right.
And then you can go first and do your test. I'll do my test. We can do an overlay. And from that, you can actually see that we agree.
Right.
Because we have a more accurate view on when we start to see the erosion for the first time.
Right.
So in here, you mark up with small polygons around the various items you see from the test results.
Yes.
And you should have the same picture as, or the same results as I should.
So WinPower Lab has developed this piece of software.
Yeah.
It's based in the cloud. It's called Rocky, like Rocky Balboa. And what it does is it takes all those photographs from the rain erosion test. So as the rain erosion test proceeds, it runs for a little while, then it stops, and they take a high-resolution photo. They start it back up again. They continue the count, right? So there you have a series of photos showing increasing levels of damage over time. But the issue is, how do you track that VN curve from those images? That's where the human element has to come in. And a lot of times, if they're not using a Rocky type system, they're actually using like Excel or PowerPoint to sort through all these photos and go, oh, it was at minute 52 that this issue started. But that is highly interpretive.
Yes. And today, we see that happening, right? That
see
clients with spreadsheets and PowerPoints.
Yes.
And they're really doing their best. The problem is I cannot reproduce your test result, right?
Right. So, which is the ultimate point of a test. It should be reproducible. Yeah. Otherwise, something is wrong with the test setup.
Yeah. So we have tried to standardize the way you should annotate in here.
Yes.
Not annotate, but mark up with polygons.
Track.
When track and when something happens, you can play back and forth inside your time series to get even more accurate assessment results.
Yeah.
And by doing that, we will actually be able to, the two of us will be able to come up with the same test result.
Right. So the results out of the Rocky system have been, from what I've seen, remarkable. Because I didn't think the human element had played that much into the results. But it is, you get wide differences in basically the same test data. So if we had the same data set in front of two engineers going through it, they would pick different VN curves out of that same set of data. Yeah. Yeah. That's a problem for the industry.
It is. And it's very costly as well.
It's super costly,
Or it could be even better durability, right? So it could go both ways.
Sure, because what happens with those VN curves is that if I'm an operator, I have a rough idea of the number of water impacts at my site because I track that. It's one of the things I track. So then I know, like, okay, I'm going to have X many raindrops hit this material over time. Therefore, I have a lifetime of X. Hmm. If that VN curve is wrong, I could be overpaying for a material.
Yeah.
I could be have a material that just fails too early. Again, overpaying for this thing. Yeah. So it's a cost issue for the operator at the end of the day. And then the operators are struggling because from what I could tell, and I'm not an operator, but if I were an operator, I'd be really confused right now on rain erosion products because we're at ACP, OMS, and I run into four or five different providers of coatings here. And they all say the same thing to me.
Yeah.
But when I talk to the operators, they say, no. Like this one works in our site and that one didn't.
Yeah.
And it's a consistency on the engineering side.
It is, but it's not only on, you know, the test side, but it's definitely also on the application side out.
Sure.
Sure. So I'm not saying that we have poor products on the market. I'm just saying that we need to step it up on the testing side. So we get the correct VN curves.
We need to test the variability.
Well, exactly.
But the problem is if we interpret the photos incorrectly, we don't have any data. We can't make any heads or tails of that. We can't sort of draw on the line.
Exactly.
That is a huge problem.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, based upon the number of doctorate students and really educated people that are working the rain erosion issue, Anders, you're right. The application is really key, but also just being able to interpret the data, it's just a huge hurdle. Yeah. And there really isn't any tools to them. Right.
And then being able to share those results and reproduce yes. those results.
Yes.
So we have a proper workflow that I'll call it quality check your work, your yeah. analysis,
yeah.
and I can reproduce it. Then yeah. we are aligned and right. following a standardized way of...
That's the dream.
It is. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is Lean and Six Sigma.
Yes.
It's not something new. Any other industry would test their products like this.
So you should be able to take the same coding to two different, essentially, R&D test systems, Rain Rose facilities. They're all in Europe. And get the same results out of both sites.
Yes.
That is the goal. You yeah. can't do that today.
No. At least then it's based on luck. You hit the yeah. same number inside your spreadsheets, for instance, or
right.
whatever system
right.
you've developed. And then... Then, of course, we can do this for all kinds of rain erosion test facilities.
Yes.
And we can do this not just only for what is applied in the wind industry. I pray for that we get some more proper testing inside the aerospace.
Aerospace needs it horribly bad. Yes, they do.
That's sad news in my ears.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a difficult problem. They have, yeah. the aerospace has the same problem that wind turbine engineers have. Is what do you do with all this data? How do I interpret it? Every engineer interprets it different. It's hard to be independent, especially if it's your coding.
Yes.
You're the designer of the coding yeah. and you're going through the photos. Yeah. You want to lean towards, this is working better. Yeah. It's hard. You got to take that human element out of it to really get down to the raw data. And that has been the hurdle. Rocky, though, gets rid of that, right?
Yes.
So Rocky takes that data, even old data. So the data you have been sitting on for 2 or 3 years mm. in the past, yeah. you can actually put it through the Rocky system and say, okay, the real VN curve is this.
Yes.
So not even on, you don't have to repeat the test.
No, well, you can reuse your data if you like and you know, optimize your quality in hindsight.
Yes.
And then know where you are. Maybe you are in a really, really strong position.
You can have the great material, yeah. just not know it.
Let's hope for
yes.
it. But going forward, then your entire test engineering team will have the same a yeah. tool available. And
right.
if somebody leaves the company, it's still in here.
It's still there,
right? Yeah. So, and as we know from the Rocky movies, it does Rocky 1, 2, 3, and so forth. So this is Rocky 1. And now we're generating a lot of data. And of course, yeah. we are also working on the AI side of things.
Yeah.
Because all this annotation will eventually be automated. So our test engineers can focus that time on, you know, optimizing and making it even more accurate in here, so you get even more accurate VN curves. Right,
right. right.
Yeah. Nobody enjoys watching these tons of no. images just
no.
day in and day out. So
no.
let's try to, in Rocky 2, get that one fixed.
Just get it. Well, yeah, and so you accumulate more data in the system, that is obviously going yeah. to occur. So it's going to get smarter as you go along. But in terms of going back and using old data, mm-hmm. so I can put my existing data, upload it to the cloud, process it with yeah. the Rocky system, get a better data right there. So now, obviously codings have evolved. I can start comparing codings. I probably have a lot of data that I can upload to Rocky, a lot of photos. I can go track each one of them. I can start getting now real VN curves out of it. And now I have a better understanding. And as a manufacturer of a coding, now I can really help my customers say, if you have a site where there's a lot of rain, you want to use this coating because they usually offer more than one coating.
Yeah.
Or if I have maybe a sandy territory, I want to go and use this coating.
Yeah.
But I think from the operator side also, the operators are starting to go back and do some of the testing on their own
yeah.
and say, okay, I have this curve. I'm not really sure. I want to
verify.
I want to verify yeah. this,
yeah. Yeah.
but they have the same problem.
Yeah.
They need to have a system to go through that data logically so they can get a true set a data.
Exactly. So if you can share the, or maybe then as an operator, you would pay for your own test.
Right.
And, you, and yeah. maybe you should do that if you have
probably
a fleet
should.
Of 10,000 turbines and quite
well,
a huge
yeah.
investment in doing this, right?
Sure.
So making sure that the durability is anticipated so you can start planning for those LEP campaigns
yeah.
and not get surprised that you need to add one more in, right?
Yeah. So, I do think the R&D test systems, rain erosion test rigs, are as good as they're ever going to get. Like the technology, the one I saw at DTU is amazing. So the technology on the test side is there, but yeah, we just haven't figured out the human element and eliminated it. It's good that Wind Power Lab has stepped into that void
yeah.
because you're blade experts and you
yeah.
understand what's happening out there and you can kind of correlate it. So now that you're creating this data set, you guys will have a data set of these different coatings in a sense,
yeah.
and plus You have a lot of people out in the field reporting back, like, this blade has this issue, that blade has this issue, this coating has this issue. It should start to correlate back to the data set, right? The VN curve should start to match.
And feed into the innovation process of the next generation of products.
We're moving to slow and rain erosion.
And then last but not least, this project here, or the software, this is something we have commercialized now. And it's available for anyone in the industry that would like to, you know,
use it.
It is something that started in a grant-funded project back home in Denmark between the Technical University of Denmark and R&D systems.
Okay.
So it's actually a good use of innovation funding that actually came all the way out to the marketplace as a tool you can buy on subscription.
It's actionable information, which is needed today across the world.
Yeah.
So there's two problems in the world on wind turbines, mostly lightning and rain erosion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes rain erosion is more than lightning, but those are the two.
Yeah.
Danny Ellis from SkySpecs told me years ago, every wind turbine has rain erosion problems, every one of them. And I think that is going away, but until we have better data and people start using the Rocky system to evaluate their photos and their damage, we're just not going to solve this problem.
Exactly.
It's just going to continue on.
Yeah. And eventually, this could be what will save maybe one or two leading edge protection campaigns in an offshore scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
We have clients in Netherlands, for instance, where they save like millions in vessel costs.
Oh, easy.
Because they could, you know, get rid of some part of the scope.
Yeah.
Because they were actually able to pinpoint which of the turbines that were in need of a LEP coating.
Yeah.
That case could have been even better if the durability on these products applied were actually as anticipated and planned.
Yeah. So the engineering results in the lab have to match what happens in the field.
Exactly.
It has to happen that way. So how do people get in contact with Wind Power Lab to evaluate Rocky and take a look at it, maybe throw some images up on the Rocky Cloud?
Yeah, so you can look me up at LinkedIn, of course,
and
connect. I'm happy to connect with anyone that invites me. Or go to windpowerlab.com, and you will find a contact form. We'll be in touch, and you can see our phone number. Come and visit us in Denmark or invite us for a meeting. We're happy to.
How fast could they implement that system? They give you the phone calls, the auditors, hey, I'm ready for this. Give me the demo. How soon before you can hook them up and run through it?
Basically, we need to create a user account. That's it.
Wow.
Of course, they need to have the rain erosion data.
They have to have the photos.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But as fast as they can upload them, it's as fast as you can process.
And of course, then a proper introduction to the tool. And,
a little bit of training. Yeah.
But that's it.
It's pretty user. You guys make great software, so it's pretty much user intuitive things.
Is.
Yeah.
So no problem in that. And then we could discuss, another topic would be that the test results, we could open up and do maybe joint innovation on products.
Yeah. See,
and that whole deal. But it's not like we're sharing your results with anyone else. But
no, but hey, if you're working with Wind Power Lab, there's a lot of smart people working there, and they understand that issue. They can help with the coatings.
And plus, we have seen real life and the performance, does it make sense?
It gives good advice, which is what we need, right? We need some good advice. Anna, this is fantastic. This is a really innovative piece of software, and it's going to be used. And it already is being used at DTU and R&D test systems, but anybody that has an R&D test system rig can use it. Anybody who has R&D test system data can use it today.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, if you have a test system with R&D today, then reach out to your R&D colleagues as well, or contacts, and then we can get in touch that way as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. Anders, thanks so much for being on the program. This is fantastic.
Thank you very much.